Transaction Capital is in a sweet spot. The country's largest taxi financier's annual earnings has bounced back to well above pre-pandemic levels. Core headline earnings from continuing operations has more than trebled to 1 billion rand during the period and is 27% higher than that of pre-pandemic levels. The gains are largely driven by the group's risk services and SA Taxi operations, and the company is looking forward to even better times ahead as We Buy Cars attracts record traffic. Company CEO David Hurwitz joins us now with more on that performance. Thanks so much, David, for your time this evening. So like I say, Transaction Capital has seen 2021 earnings rebound now to well above pre-pandemic levels. Surely this anticipated, though, because this is an industry that the economy literally rides on.
Yes, I mean, it was anticipated certainly to be above 2020 levels, which, you know, wasn't that hard. But our kind of high water mark pre-COVID was the 2019 levels. And as you correctly say, we're well above that. All of our businesses have gained in relevance. If you look at the taxi industry, it's a non-discretionary spend and people need to move around. And minibus taxi completes about 85% of all transport trips. If you look at TCRS, our clients are the banks and the retailers, and they have more non-performing debt than ever before to collect, and we're very well positioned to help them in that regard. And then if you look at We Buy Cars, you know, as people migrate from public transport into private vehicle ownership, we are well positioned to be selling second-hand cars. So all of our businesses, we think, are very well positioned structurally, given the South African environment.
Obviously, as you've highlighted, there are a lot of components to your business. On the taxi side of things, let's take a look at some of the trends in play there, because travel distances still below pre-COVID levels, you say. So we've had services disrupted over the period too. So what kind of activity are you seeing on the ground, and what sense are you getting, David, at this stage?
Yes, I think if you look at all of our businesses, the taxi business is the one that has taken longer to recover. Essentially what we do is we have tracking devices in all of our vehicles. So the data that I share with you tonight is all empirical data, it's not gut feel. What we've seen is that there have been three instances where the minibus taxi industry has been impacted at the outset of COVID last year in March. Then again, when we went into the second wave at the end of December and beginning of January, and then in the second half of this year, in June, July, we kind of had three events that impacted the minibus taxi industry. Firstly, a more severe and longer third wave. Secondly, the riots or the civil unrest in KZN and Gauteng. And then additionally, specific to the minibus taxi industry, we had minibus taxi unrest in the Western Cape. And unfortunately, our business was, and the industry was, really recovering well, and that third event impact in June, July impacted our recovery. So that business is not yet at pre-COVID levels. Earnings are still slightly below 2019. And if I take a look at our operators, despite for those three periods, all of our clients are operating, and they are traveling about somewhere between 90 to 100% of their usual distance outside of those three isolated events. Yeah. So yes, it is a resilient industry, but not immune to these severe waves. And of course, if they're coupled with other events such as unrest, that impacts the industry.
Or an economy that's going nowhere slowly too, David. I mean, how worried are you about future organic growth within this segment of your business?
So within this segment, what we've really done here is we've vertically integrated into the minibus taxi industry. We spent the last year becoming excellent at what we do and becoming as efficient as possible. And what we really think is that as our economy normalizes or moves towards normalization, we believe that earnings growth in SA Taxi will come through really, really nicely. We've been in this industry for 20 years, and I think we're well positioned to capitalize on all the different areas. The other thing, sorry, that I failed to mention is that we had an extra 120 million rand cost in SA Taxi, paying out COVID-related credit life claims. And of course, you know, if that was were to be normalized, if I could strip that out, of course I can't, but if I could strip that out of earnings, the iTaxi business would actually be well above 2019 levels.
Okay, David, I know that We Buy Cars is a big feature in your results today because the timing on this one has been fortuitous. Not only the consumer market under pressure, but supply chain issues adding impetus as it adds more constraint to the new car segment. But let's focus on transaction capital risk services for a moment here. Talk us through the activity you're seeing in that space right now, because you're dealing with a distressed consumer and certainly locally unemployment levels at record highs.
Yes, we've seen two very positive impacts. The first thing is that the volume of activity in our business has recovered to what we saw in 2019. We really measure that by the amount of debt that we buy to collect as a principal. In 2019, we invested just over $1 billion. And in 2021, again, we invested just over $1 billion. So that's R1 billion worth of debt coming into our group to be collected. So good flows into the business. And then if we take a look at collection activity, there we've seen the South African consumer being far more robust than I think anybody would have expected. Our collection rates are almost back to 100% and are absolutely in line with what we predicted going into 2021. And that's allowed us to do really well. But what excites me even more so going forward is two things. The first one would be our ability to buy and collect debt elsewhere in the world. We have a strong business in Australia, and Australia in 2021 had a torrid year. I mean, 2021 really was the COVID year for Australia as opposed to 2020. So I think for 2022, a small position in this larger market will be really good for us. And we're also buying some debt in Europe now as well, and collecting that using our low-cost infrastructure in South Africa. And finally, I think our ability to use our low-cost South African infrastructure, which includes labor, but also, more importantly, our rand-denominated tech stack, should allow us to provide not only collection services, but other services into the rest of the world. And we're focusing quite carefully on Europe over here, to be able to use low-cost rand infrastructure to collect euros and pounds and hopefully globalize our business that way.
Well, David, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Transaction Capital, David Hurwitz.